This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. It's rarely, if ever, during the cold depths of winter that wheat is at a risk of freeze damage. In midwinter, the wheat growing point is still under the ground, and the plant is full of antifreeze compounds that allows it to survive temperatures well below zero. In this area, the much more common damage comes in the spring. This year, like in years past, the spring was warmer than usual, and the wheat is farther ahead than it should be. Most of the wheat has jointed by now, which means the growing point of the tiny seed head is already above the soil surface. When this happens, it is vulnerable to freeze damage. The risk and damage extent depends on just how cold it got and for how long. A full jointing stage, moderate to severe damage can occur when temperatures reach around 24 degrees Fahrenheit for 2 hours. At boost stage, this increases to 28 degrees Fahrenheit for 2 hours. Remember that this is the temperature just above the soil surface, where the growing point is, not at the weather stations, which are in clear areas and well off the ground. Soil residual heat, soil moisture, wind protection, or elevation can all help or change temperatures. If it got cold enough to just damage the growing points, it won't be obvious right away. A few days after the freeze event, the growing point can be checked by splitting the stem lengthways. An uninjured growing point will be white and yellow-green and firm. A damaged growing point will be off-white to brown and soft. The rest of the plant can look just fine. The next sign comes in a week or so after, and is a small dead leaf that can be found in the whorl when the growing point died and the leaf couldn't emerge. Because the primary tillers are always farther ahead, they are more likely at risk. The secondary tillers might be unaffected and go on continue growing. Of course, without the primary tillers, there will be some yield loss. This sort of damage tends to result in uneven maturity and dry down in the field. I've seen some years where a late freeze happens just past jointing, but not quite at the boost stage. This can damage the very small wheat head still in the stem. The wheat is still making leaves and look fairly normal, but later, the emerged head is white and has no kernels. Again, the primary tiller was more likely at risk, and the secondary tillers could end up being just fine. What to do with freeze-damaged wheat depends on a few factors. First, unless this is a major catastrophic freeze event, it is likely that some tillers and parts of the field were damaged, while some parts are still capable of making yield. Low-lying areas might see more damage than higher ground. Most of the time, it means less yield rather than complete crop failure. While it hasn't happened here in some time, a major freeze can happen, which results in nearly complete yield loss. When this happens, about the only thing that can be done is to hay or silage what's left, and prepare to drill in the soybeans a little earlier than expected. If this year's late freeze did end up hurting the wheat, we should start to be able to inspect for the signs pretty soon. If you have any questions about your wheat field, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.